Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, we are surrounded at the table today by people who are more knowledgeable than I'll ever dream of being. And it's all about trying to, I guess, come up with a better way we represent good old York County and Rock Hill and Fort Mill and every place inside our borders to those who know nothing about us. So around the table here, I think I'll leave you to last. I think that's a good idea. I have Caroline Floyd from York County Economic Development, Mallory Snyder from Visit York County, and... Dean Fail, right, from the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. You knew you were going to get abused before you even came here, didn't you?
Absolutely. Wouldn't expect anything less.
All right. Okay, so let's do some introductions. We'll start with you, Mallory. Tell us a little bit about you, if you will.
All right. Good afternoon, Manning. Thanks for having me. I am Mallory Snyder, and I'm over communications and marketing for Visit York County. So we are the destination marketing organization for the county as a whole. And we work to bring visitors to this area and drive economic impact.
I would say you've been successful in bringing visitors to the area. Good for you. And Caroline Floyd with York County Economic Development is with us. Like those glasses. Those are very noticeable.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I have 8 pairs that I leave around my house everywhere because I'm of the age now to where I can't read.
So. I feel your pain.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah. As you said, I work with York County Economic Development, and I handle marketing communications, have done that for almost 9 years now. We are the main organization that recruits industry and retains them, and we've been busy.
Just take a look at the business park. So you've been busy, all right. Yep. Dean Fail is over here, Mr. York County Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Executive Director. Tell us a little bit about you, Dean.
Thank you, Manning. Dean Fail, President and CEO of the Chamber. Been here, back here in town for 2 years now. I'm actually here at the request of Colleen Dick, who is in charge of this activity and our communication and marketing as our senior VP. But I go where I'm told, and so I'm here today.
Good for you. All right, so I got the press release. I read through the press release. I put it in front of my table this morning as we were going on the air with Palmetto Mornings. And I said, you know, this is a wonderful press release, and I really don't understand what the heck they're talking about. So, first of all, it's almost like we have an issue with people understanding who we are, what we do. Is that what you all are feeling from this thing? How did this get started?
Yeah, I think, first of all, this is a product of not only our strategic plan of Visit York County, but I know of the strategic plan at York County Economic Development to really streamline the public perception when it comes to how we define York County in this area. How are we identifying ourselves as different from Charlotte, different from others around the state, while still connecting the dots for folks and that we have all of those amenities right here.
So are we saying that there's actually people out there that don't know, anything about us with all the money we spent on websites and all the amenities we have here in the county? They don't know who we are?
It is shocking. I moved here about 3 years ago, thought I was moving to Charlotte, ended up in Fort Mill, and I cannot say how happy I am to have ended up in Fort Mill and York County, and I think a lot of folks experience the same.
So I'm just going to use you as a guinea pig. What did you find out when you got here that was 180 degrees different than what you thought before you came here?
I thought that the seasons would be more defined. I came from Florida, so I was really looking forward to, you know, some more cooler temperatures, which we have. I think it's just this time of year that's a little bit
brutal. It used to be that way until the last 2 years.
But, you know, I think I was pleasantly surprised to learn how close those Charlotte amenities are, how easy it is to get to lots of other close destinations, Asheville, the mountains, the beaches are not far, the lakes are here, we are not landlocked, economic development activity is booming.
So you really didn't have a clear handle on that when you first thought about coming to York County?
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. From your perspective, Caroline?
Yes. Yep. Well, I kind of I'll kind of parlay off of that as I was saying when we met on Tuesday. I commuted to Charlotte for 16 years.
Oh my
Lord!
Even
though I'm from here, worked on the development side, and I would say a lot of the water cooler conversation was, oh, I think I know where that is. I think my kid plays soccer there, or me saying, did you know there's a velodrome, or me talking about some of the assets that we had here, and there was really a non-belief there. So when I came into this job 8 years ago, I kind of sat down and said, look, the folks in Charlotte do not know what we have. I mean, they almost think I'm lying to them at the water cooler. So kind of a part of our mission through the rebranding process, which I think even you were a part of way back when, Manning, was to kind of elevate our marketing efforts, elevate, start telling our story, which we've done over the past, 8-plus years. But the thing is, we're evolving so quickly that we can't keep up. We can't keep up how to market that. And you know how it is nowadays. If you don't get your story short and sweet, it does not get heard.
So. We live in a soundbite world. There's no doubt about that. People have the attention of a flea, and you got to catch them bingo right at the beginning, or it's not going to happen. Mr. Fail, what can you add to this conversation?
Primarily, we were looking for consistency. All three organizations were attempting to tell that story, and we're telling it in our own way. And we realize the strength in numbers is great, and us telling a similar story would be much more effective and keep us on the same page. And that's what we were after. You know, we were hearing from companies that were looking to hire talent, and they'd often get their number one selection, offer the job, and that individual's spouse would stop it and keep it from going through because they didn't understand or didn't know what was going on in York County. Or their perceptions, similar to what these ladies are saying, was just not factual. So we want to try to correct that.
I told you the story before we went on the air, and it's a true story. This goes back 20 years at least. This came up at an RHEDC annual retreat, and there was one of our major manufacturers here now in York County. They had decided to locate here, and the husband was here doing whatever he was going to do. And his spouse comes down for her first visit. And she was told to come down to Dave Lyle Boulevard and take a left, take a right, da-da-da-da-da. Well, she didn't get the directions right. She turned on to Cherry Road. Now, Cherry Road 20 years ago was a lot different than it is now. But the first thing she saw, I think it's still there, a big old title loan place. And her immediate reaction was, we ain't living here. I'm not coming here. And needless to say, husband had, what am I going to do, blah, 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 blah. Well, he got her calmed down, took her down to Dave Lyle Boulevard, showed her what she really needed to see, and everything was fine. So my point is, it's great to have this messaging, and it's needed, but it's more than just words on a piece of paper or a nice little picture or some set of graphics. It's really what's here and how do you get people to go to where you want to go to. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Wholeheartedly agree. I would say we always, at Vizier County, we like to say it starts with a visit. And we've realized in a lot of our marketing, which is, you know, outside of this area, that we're not just reaching potential visitors, right? We're reaching people who are potentially looking for a job, people who are, you know, have the capacity or potential to open a business or relocate a business. And so we want to be very wise with our marketing dollars and make sure that when we're promoting this area as a destination for visitors, we're also reaching, you know, these folks' target audiences as part of that.
I mean, I know every community has its blemishes. I mean, that's the way it is. And we don't have too many, but we've got some that are right on major corridors. And I don't know. I mean, there's nothing really you can do about it. A title loan place is a title loan place, and they are something that I guess we would wish they weren't so visible at times.
Well, you know, Manning, every community has their challenges, and, and we're no different. But, you know, our job is to highlight our strengths, and there are many of those. And we just want to make sure folks have the first impression is the right impression and not misleading.
So. All right. So with all this being said, you all, the three entities, York County Economic Development, Visit York County, and the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce, were you all sitting around having a beer at a local brewery and said, you know what, we all have this problem, we need to fix this? How did it come about?
Well, I'll say, I'll just start really from the back end looking, we need to maximize our resources. We, in marketing and communications in particular, are strained. There's a lot to market. We've got external marketing, internal marketing. We've got, you know, different audiences that we're marketing to, and let's just put it this way, Mallory's and her group are very strong in some areas that we don't need to recreate, right?
Gotcha.
We need to be able to piggyback off of that. So I would say there were conversations around the coffee table, so to speak, that alluded to that. But then beyond that, the dollars that were being given, how are we utilizing those efficiently?
Right.
And when we're making that ask, when we need that help in promoting, how can we do this better? Well, doing it separately was not the answer.
Right.
So I'll let Mallory add to that.
Yeah, and I'll say, you know, we've worked with York County Economic Development in partnership on our destination and relocation guides. So that's a great example, I think, of we're reaching visitors with that information, but there is a great need to also reach people who are looking to relocate, and business and talent totally ties into that. And so this idea has just been sort of swirling, and I think we all saw the writing on the walls in that this is not your grandfather's York County.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to, you know, portray ourselves as what we are moving towards. So we're excited.
You know, I can remember, again, going back years ago, the RHEDC had somebody develop a very effective ad. I think, but you remember this. Had a skyscraper in Charlotte, had a thing down here in Rock Hill, I guess it was. And I think the theme was Rock Hill is on the leading edge of Charlotte, which was great. It conveyed exactly what you wanted to get out there. We're a growing entity down here, close to a major city. It's got all these amenities, but you're not in the major city. So I guess what we're talking about is getting some professional help to try to get you to try to develop what the 21st century version of that campaign was. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. I'll say yes and no. So just to clarify, we will not be changing each of our organizational logos, most likely. We are not moving towards that one Spartanburg model, but we are just sort of from a public-facing perspective aligning our messaging. So whether that's explore York County, work in York County, live in York County, what are those highlights that are attracting people to move, work, relocate, start a business? And yes, a lot of that is more urban and involves the arts and things to do. But we have been very intentional in making sure that we're representing the whole county throughout this process.
So this is messaging more than it is logos.
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. Yes.
Verbiage.
Yes.
Verbiage.
Yes.
So when a prospect comes before you, here's a boilerplate, a couple of paragraphs. Read this and you'll know what you need to know.
Yes, and you know, when we have a prospect come into town, they might be hitting three different counties in a day, and we need to be able to speak that clearly and effectively and really package it up in with a nice pretty bow. And that's hard to do that quickly.
I bet it is.
And not just prospects, I'll say too, we envision this as something that can equip local employers with the tools to recruit their own talent. And I'm sure, Dean, you'll touch on this. But, you know, we know that there is a tie between visitors and talent and people looking to get a job in this area.
You're exactly right, Mallory. I mean, that was one of our primary intents. you know, as we lean into more talent development work, it's the number one challenge of all employers, trying to find, retain, recruit talent. And we were just finding our HR professionals, our recruiters for companies, just didn't have what they needed in their toolkit, as Mallory just said, to give that information back to those prospects to really help them understand the potential and just what we have right here in our community.
Well, you're right. I mean, when you're talking, I mean, here we are. COVID really turned us upside down, didn't it? Amazing. Everybody has disappeared under a rock someplace, and we don't have enough people who want to come back to work. But be that as it may, everybody's clamoring for talented workforce. So we need to be, I guess our impression needs to be better than the other guy's impression. That's what it boils down to. All right, so how are we going about this? Who's going to design this great messaging? Don't look at me. No.
You always need a third party for these kinds of projects. So we are working with a great company out of Greenville, South Carolina, to facilitate this process, which will be about 6 months long. We've already started a little bit of the legwork with some discovery sessions and focus groups with stakeholders. We are by no means wasting time. I don't want to say wasting time, but spending too much time with, you know, workshopping anything to death. We've got some great information and existing stakeholder surveys that we're utilizing and incorporating into this project.
And how is it that you happen to select this particular organization?
We have been looking at different, I think, agencies and marketing groups to do things internally for each of us. And so this one just kind of stuck in our minds as we were talking about the project, and we just...
I'm sitting here chuckling because of the story that you told a little while ago.
I think having three groups that can agree on something pretty quickly is a testament.
It's pretty good. And their, you know, their experience, their collective experience as a team in working in communities was very impressive, and that being a key factor.
Working with communities and working with industry, so they, you know, they know what these employers are looking for, which resonates obviously with not just me on the tourism side, but with these folks.
And Manny, you know, my really first-hand experience with them was this Tuesday when they started their work. And, you know, they didn't bring one or two folks, and they had six individuals here really looking to dig in, do their research to make sure they understood, you know, what we have to offer and what we need.
So we have you all, the three of your, you three organizations, again, York County Regional Chamber of Commerce, York County Economic Development, and Visit York County. Did you purposely just decide, well, we don't need to have Fort Mill involved with this, we don't need to have Rock Hill involved with this, Clover? I mean, you just didn't think that was necessary? Too many cooks in the pot?
I think that collectively we represent those municipalities and those groups, and we are very much going to make sure that they're represented throughout this process and through the ultimate brand and this concept and idea, whatever it comes out to be. I don't see this as not including them. It's just we're including them on their behalf, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Kind of creating a cohesive platform.
That you'll encourage them to use.
Correct.
When they do what they're going to do.
Right.
And I think the other beautiful thing is, you know, this, a lot of the funding is coming from Visit York County's Foundation, the Chambers Foundation, York County's Growth Partners. This really is representative of the private sector. So it's a true public-private partnership, which is great.
Well, it made it easy, I can tell you that. I mean, going before two elected bodies and saying, I need money for this, I need money for this, I need money for this, that could get a bit cumbersome and get delayed and not get you where you want to get to.
Right, and we don't want to get in each other's way. We want to help each other.
Right.
So this seemed to be the smartest way to go about that.
And remember, Manny, and this is a toolkit that we'll provide to the municipalities just like our private sector. Yeah. So, you know, what of it they utilize is their decision.
Okay. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And a thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, ladies, if you look over here to your left, you'll see those beautiful white letters that we're all going to say together, because that's what we do here at Substation 2. Fresh subs, fresh salads, 6 days a week. How do we do it? 1, 2, 3.
slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
All right, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Alex, the turkey and ham at Substation 2 seem really popular.
Absolutely. They're all natural meats, no nitrates or added ingredients, 98% fat-free, only the best turkey and ham for salads and subs.
Slice, 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 garden, 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 Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, now serving Diet Dr. Pepper.
Investing can be like a puzzle. There are so many pieces to consider, and it can be hard to know where to start. But with the right guidance, you can put the pieces together to create a winning strategy. That's where Founders Investment Services comes in. Our team of financial advisors can help you navigate the complexities of investing and create a personalized plan that fits your goals and risk tolerance. We'll work with you to identify the pieces of your puzzle and how they fit into your financial future. Call 866-739-7064 or visit foundersfcuinvestments.com to learn more about how we can help you take the first step towards reaching your financial goals. Securities offered through LPL Financial.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies, and we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Slice, slice, slice! Garden, garden, garden!
It's the only way that Substation 2 makes fresh subs and salads. All their meats, cheeses, and vegetables are sliced fresh right before your eyes. It's no wonder people keep coming back to Substation 2.
Slice, slice, slice! Garden, garden, garden.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, surrounded by Beauty and the Beast. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Well, says, oh my gosh. Mallory Snyder is here from Visit York County, Caroline Floyd from York County Economic Development, and my buddy, well, he used to be my buddy, probably don't want to talk to me now, Dean Fail from York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. All right.
Beast.
I'm proud of it, my God. Proud of it. This is messaging. That's what this is all about. And it's going to be great to send it out to all those who are interested in coming to York County. But I'm wondering, what about the population in general? Those who are your best billboards are the people who live here. Sometimes, you know, you don't know what you got because you ain't ever been anybody anywhere else. You haven't lived anywhere else. You've lived someplace else, haven't you, Mallory? You know what I'm talking about. But I mean, really, is this something that you can morph into use for the community as a whole? Something like this?
Absolutely. We want this to be very representative, again, of the entire county, the people that live here, the people that work here. You know, I'm tired of commuting. I say commuting, driving from Rock Hill to Fort Mill on my way home, and I see the traffic on the other side of the interstate. And so how are we connecting the dots for students that are here? You know, you don't need to leave Winthrop when you graduate, and, you know, making them aware of the opportunity that's right in their backyards.
Yeah, and I think anybody like you, Caroline, who had to go back and forth, clickety-clack, have you ever thought about how much of your life you lost going up and down that road?
I have, and also how many extra wrinkles I obtained. I actually talk about that often.
So. I mean, it's a very real issue. Yes, you know, jobs in Charlotte are going to pay a little bit higher wages, but if you sit down and you think about what the wear and tear on you, the wear and tear on your car, what it costs to park it, what it costs to put gas in it, make you think twice, don't you think, Mr. Fail?
Well, absolutely, and I was going back to your question. You know, when you look at the communities across the country that have a successful brand, everybody, not just the Economic Development Corporation, the Chamber, or their tourism group, are singing that. It's their local citizens. And so, you know, if we're successful in this, we will be providing that messaging for everybody to use, that when they're traveling, they're out of town, they meet someone and someone says, hey, where do you live? You know, they inherently are using some of the same words, some same language, oh, yeah, same information.
So come on and take a look at it, right?
My favorite example is Pure Michigan, right? The Economic Development Group up there used Pure Opportunity. You know, that resonates with the tourism side, with the economic development side. So we're excited to see what this shapes up to be.
So how is this? Is this going to be a drip, drip, drip thing back from whoever you've hired to do this? Here's an idea. What do you think about it? Here's another idea. What do you think about it?
Yes and no. I think the bigger piece is that this will be a roadmap for, yes, there'll be some creative assets, but it'll be a roadmap, a platform for how each of our groups can then implement the messaging, the branding. How can Dean and his group take it to employers to help on the talent side? How can Caroline use it to recruit new businesses? How can we incorporate it in our messaging where we're reaching visitors, but we want to double down on that?
So I'm sitting here wondering, once you get this straightened out, what the message is going to be, do you use the same company to try to incorporate that into some kind of a visual image that you would use to send out along with the messaging?
That's part of the process, yes. We have a lot of great things in our back pocket as far as visuals and assets already. So I think it's just putting the pieces together and making it a little bit more consistent.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you. Yeah, put that microphone.
So like Mallory was saying, we all already have a lot of assets, marketing, communication-wise, each of our organizations can better utilize. So we're not starting from scratch. We're just having someone help us package that.
Right.
And get it out there in a way that is easily explainable and catchy. So, you know, and like you were saying before, each of us can actually, as community members, attach that. We're all in marketing. All of us are in marketing.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, having that to utilize, those individuals having that in their back pocket, be great.
Well, we got a lot of people coming here for some reason. Yeah. I mean, the population's growing like crazy. It's not to meet me. They're coming here because there's opportunity and a good lifestyle and what have you. So, will you run ideas that you think are really good to some of the industries that you work with and see what their response is to this?
We are incorporating them as part of the process now on the front end. I don't foresee us, you know, workshopping a logo at any point. We talked about this before we started the show, and that you can share the same thing to 10 people and they'll all have a different feeling and reaction. And I think the bigger point is just us all getting on the same page, and that speaks volumes in and of itself when you're talking to a prospect.
So hopefully in 6 months, sometime the first quarter of next year, you're going to have this thing. I'm interested in how you're going to roll this out. So I tell you what we'll do. We'll make a date right now that when it's ready to roll out, we're going to roll it out right here on these tables in Substation 2.
All right. Thinking, huh? All right.
And we'll see how I react to it.
We're going to have to rehearse a little bit. I know, I'm just kidding.
Have you talked to peers anywhere else in the networks that you have that have done something like this?
We have, and there are not a ton of other communities that are doing this and doing it well, but the ones that we have talked to have just said nothing but wonderful things about what it does to bring visitors, bring business.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Guess, Mr. Fail, very quickly.
Just one last point, and we wanted to highlight with our three organizations that, you know, we're working together here, and we are on the same page, and we're going to be.
All right, thank you all for being with us today. Mallory Snyder, Caroline Floyd, and Dean Fail, and thanks for the good work that you're doing, because that is making this community what the wonderful place it is to be. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time. Let's take a look at the cue card over here. What we do here at Substation 2 is magic. Salads, subs, done fresh every day. And the way we do it is in those white letters, and we're all going to say it together at the count of three. You can also participate if you'd like to. Just read those white letters. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.